I see that Daf Lamed Daled Lamed Beis has so many very rich topics. First, the Gemara, the whole Gemara, Lamed Daled Lamed Beis, Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, going to Lamed Beis, the whole end of the Perek is discussing the Din Derabbanan, that although in Torah the Isur to eat Tevel is only after Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, but the Rabbanan, if you eat Achilas Keva before that, there's an Isur Derabbanan. The Gemara has a discussion. Is Shabbos Kavas only after Miruach, or even Dovash Lanik Marach, the before Miruach? So this whole institution of the Rambam quotes the six things that are Kaveh, and the Mekach, and the Melach, and the Bishul, and the Shabbos, and all the other things, all the things, the Chotzer, all the things that are Kaveh, this is an Issa Derabbanan. I remember Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, isn't it very strange that they made an Issa Derabbanan on Tevel before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis? It's only Achilas Keva, Achilas Aroi is Muta. There's so many other Macholas Asur is the Rabbanon. You have Basel B'chol of the Rabbanon, you have Shumar Agid the Rabbanon, you have other Trefus with the Rabbanon. You never find the difference between Achilas Keva, Achilas Miruach. Manishtan over here. Why did he introduce the Issa Tevel with the Rabbanon? It's only if you eat it Achilas Keva, Achilas Aroi is Muta. Why? Rav Soloveitchik suggested, and then we found later that the Migdash David quotes that it's a Beferish at Pirish HaMishnais Laha Rambam, HaMaseches Chumas, where the Rambam writes it. Rav Soloveitchik said he thinks that that's the nature of the Issa Deraisa. Why is it that Tevel is only Osim and Atari after Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis? Whatever Achili you do before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis is automatically declared as Achilas Haroi. Whatever Achili, even if you just have a little nibble, even if you have a ton of food before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, we always label it as Achilas Haroi. And even if you just have a little nibble Amashu, after Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis, we always label it as Achilas Keva. That's how the Rambam seems to say in Pirish HaMishnayis and Trumas. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun. So the Chachamim said, we'll add on along the lines of the Din Deraisa. They added on the six things that are Kaveh Amid the Rabbanan. That's usually the klal in the Gemara. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, the Raisa Tikkun. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Chavdal on the base, where the Gemara is trying to ascertain a certain shayla on the level of the Raisa, that there's a difference between planting Ilonis and planting Zroim. So the Gemara says, Minot Teimra, how do you know that on the level of the Raisa there's a difference? So they dig up a Mishnah and Erevin that tells you there's a difference on the level of the Rabbon. So Bachana Vassman has in a Sefer on Yevamis and the Kovis Aris a whole essay, one whole simile about this, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So he says, isn't that interesting? The Gemara proves what the Din Deraisa is by a Din Derabbanan. They're assuming that the Chachamim would never institute a Din Derabbanan distinguishing between Zroim and Ilonis unless there's such a Din on the level of Deraisa. From a Din Derabbanan, you can discover what the nature of the Din Deraisa was. The Chachamim would have never invented a Din Derabbanan unless there's such a Din Deraisa which distinguishes between Zroim and Ilonis. Here also, the Rambam understood from the fact that Midirabbanan, Tevel is also only Achilas Keva, Achilas Aroi is Muta, this indicates what the nature of the Issa Deraisa is, that Tevel is only also if the Miruch and Rias Pnei Abayis, because all the Achilas then are called Achilas Keva, all Achilas before are called Achilas Aroi. And why is that so? Rabbi Chana has many other Gemaras there, called the Tikkun Rabbanan. The Gemara has like that, but he shows additional Gemaras. Why is that so? Why did the Chachamim always choose to institute Dinam Derabbanan pattern after the Dinam Deraisa? The building blocks of Halacha have to exist on the level of Deraisa. The concepts have to exist. You can't just invent new concepts with Derabbanan. So this is perhaps based on what the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnayis. He describes what's included in Torah Shabbal Peh. So he says there are different parts to the Torah Shabbal Peh. So he says the first part is Pirushim HaMikubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. But the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu that the phrase Priyat Sarda means an Esra. You don't need any Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpam, that's a Melitza. Rabban Shalom told him that's what that Melitza means. Rav Soloveitchik used to point that out of Rambam in Hilchus Chayv HaLamazik, that it says Ayin Tachasayin, so the Rambam says that's the Rambam in Hilchus Chayv HaLamazik, sounds like he says that's from the Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. Because the Rambam writes in Chayv HaLamazik, that's the way we saw in the Beis Din Shal Moshe and Beis Din Shal Yeshua and all the generations. We know that that's the Pshat and the Pasuk. That phrase in Chumash is just a Melitza, not to be taken literally. And it's not that you need Midrash, HaTorah, and the Drash HaSpam to prove it. When Moshe Rabbeinu was asked Sinai, Rabban Shalom dictated the Chumash to him. So he said, this Melitza means that. So the Rambam says, that's one category, that's one section of Torah Shabbat. Then you have another section of Torah Shabbat Peh, Halachas L'Moshe Misinai, where there's absolutely no marker whatsoever to figure out it by reading in between the lines. Then the Rambam gives you a list of what he considers all the Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. Then he says you have all the Halachas that are based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem. You read in between the lines. These are three different sections in Torah Shabbat Peh. Then the Rambam says the fourth section in Torah Shabbat Peh, fourth chunk, is all of the Gzeiris in the Siyogim that the Chachamim introduced. So from the Rambam, it sounds as if he holds that that's a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah. I would have said Torah Shabbat Peh is the first three parts. Dinim Derabbanan is Dinim Derabbanan. So the Rambam seems like he holds all the Dinim Derabbanan, once they're instituted by the Chachamim, they blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, the one who learns Dinim Derabbanan is probably in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah min HaTorah. The Rav used to give shir for the Balabatim in Moria, this shul in Moria, 80th Street in Broadway. So for over 10 years he gave shir on brachas. Then they made a big seal, a big catered party at the end. So after several years afterwards, he made a comment. One could have perhaps had a taina. Why did I choose to give a shiram brachas? And 90% of brachas is dinim derabbanan, 10% is dinim deraisa. So it was 90% bittul Torah mideraisa and only Talmud Torah mideraabbanan. Maybe I should have given a shiram zvachim and menachas, where it's faket, 90% dinim deraisa and 10% dinim derabbanan. So it would only be 10% bittul Torah menatar and only Talmud Torah mideraabbanan. So he said he doesn't think that's a taina. He thinks when you learn the dinim derabbanan, it's a chefta shel Torah on the level of deraisa, even though the chavis agaber to observe the dinim derabbanan is only midirabbanan. We say sveika derabbanan lekula. Chavis agaber to observe the dinim derabbanan is only midirabbanan. But the chefta shel Torah it is on the level of deraisa, and therefore one who learns it is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah min HaTorah. That's why he didn't understand. There's a Ramon Yeridei where the Ramon quotes a Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the Rama Mehilchas Talmud Torah. The Gemara says in the Dori, Ma'ane Mechina Ma'afata Bechina. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, Rei limadati yaschem chukim imishpotim kasha tzivani Hashem avakoy. So the simple translation is, I taught you the Torah as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed me to teach you the Torah. So the Gemara interprets an additional level of interpretation. Rei limadati yaschem, I taught you the Torah kasha tzivani, the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me, that's the way I taught it to you. Ma'ani b'chinam, afata b'chinam. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't charge me tuition when I was on Hatap of Har Sinai, so too, when I taught the Torah to you, I didn't charge you any tuition. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to charge any money for teaching Torah. So the Ramon, Yeridei, Hilchas Talmud Torah, quotes Ahagos Maimini, who says, based on the simple reading of the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara has a discussion, how come the Melamdei Tinoikas always used to take salary? The parents had to pay the Melamdei Tinoikas. So one opinion of the Gemara is that they used to teach Trop. And Trop is only Midirabon. That's Machloikas in the Gemara, with a piece of timing. Whether the trop is a din deraisa, the trop is only with the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, if you hold the trop is only with the rabbanon, then you're allowed to charge for that. So there are more quotes from that. And then the other opinion is, no, we assume trop is deraisa. And the reason why the melamdim, who teach little children, can charge a salary is because in addition to teaching, they're also babysitting. The little children are going to get into trouble and mischief. So the melamdim has to babysit for the children. So schar shimur, they're allowed to charge. So we pass on that trop is deraisa, so we don't accept the first opinion. But the Hagos Maimini says, based on that Gemara, you see from this Gemara that if you give a shir on dinim derabbanan, you're allowed to charge money. Because the Gemara says, if trop is only derabbanan, you're allowed to charge. So Soloveitchik thought that that was very difficult. He thought that dinim derabbanan become a chelik of the Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah. That's a simple reading of that Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis. And when you're teaching it, you're teaching a chepto shel Torah min HaTorah. He thought, what's with the trup? He didn't discuss the Gemara. Mistam HaNigin, if trup is the Raisa and you're teaching trup, so you're teaching Torah. Trup is the Rabbanon, so how can you say a Nigin becomes a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah? Mistam, if you make up dinim of Hadlokas Neres Chaneket, dinim of Karpas, dinim of Charoisa, so dinim fit into the rest of the dinim. You fit it into the Shulchan Aruch. But a Nigin should become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh min HaTorah. Mistam, a Nigin is different from dinim. Maybe that's the pshat. So he thought that was difficult, and he said he thinks he didn't understand what the whole machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban was. We spoke about it on Shabbos when we spoke about Pirkei Avos. He said he didn't understand in Shoresh Shabbat. What are they fighting about? Everybody agrees that the chavis agava to observe the dinim derabbanan is only mid derabbanan, but a chavtzel shel Torah it is on the level of the raisa. The ganze machlokes the Rambam and Ramban only is when it gets Zalkan Mamre, where the Yischaiv Misa, if he paskins against Beznagol. So the Gemara is only chayv nisa if you call. The Gemara has a klal. You only get a noyna shaguf if you violated an azhara. You violated the lav. So where is the lav that the Zok Mamri violates? So he's in violation of the lav of loisasa mikol adavash yagid lo chayav min esmal. Whoever paskins against it, does not go, violated that lav. So you can give him a noyna shmisa based on that. So the Ramam holds that loisasa even applies if you, with respect to dinam de rabbanan, and the Ramban holds loisasa does not apply to dinam de rabbanan. The Chavis HaGavah to observe a din de Rabbanan, the Rambam also agrees only with the Rabbanan. And the Ramban agrees that the dinim de Rabbanan become a chelak of Torah Shebal Peh, the level of the Raisa. The whole Nafkamina chaps, the negir to loisoser, that the Rambam holds loisoser even applies one who paskins against Bez Nagorl, is in violation of loisoser, even if it's only regarding a din de Rabbanan, because a cheptzel shel Torah it is. And the Ramban disagrees because the halacha says that shiura lasa. So hayruah, the Zok Mamre is only chayv nisa if he paskins halacha lemaisa against the Bez Nagorl. So halacha lemaisa means chayvus agavra. So since the chayvus agavra and dinam the Rabban is only with the Rabbanon, so that's where the Ramban holds that you're not chayv nisa. So it's one little detail, a major detail, a matter of life and death, whether the Zok Mamre who paskins against the Bez Nagorl is chayv nisa or not. The mashal that the Ramam has is chometz b'shosh shishis is also b'hanor mid the Rabbanon. So the Bez Nagorl paskins, the woman is not mikudeshes because the boy was mikadosh the girl, but chametz b'shosh shishis. And the Zok Mamre says, I don't think that that's right. They should never have made such a din de Rabbanon, and it's muta b'hanoah, and the isha is mikudeshes. So the Gemara says, that'll be a shaila. You only chayiv al Zok Mamre if the machlokes between the Bez Nagorl and Zok Mamre is a dava habole de koris. Here there's koris. According to the Bez Nagorl, she's in a pnuya. And according to the Zok Mamre, she'll be an Eshesish. It's a double Sheish Bokaris. So the whole Machlekes only is major issue whether the Nechiya Misa or not, but in the whole general picture, it's only one little detail. Rav Soloveitchik didn't understand why the Ramban made such a fuss over there. He thought they all agree to 98% of the story that the Heftel Shulter it is on the level of the Reis, and the Chavis Agavah is only Midi Rabbanon. So the pashtus is that because all you want all the dinam de rabbanon to blend in to become part of the Torah Shebal Peh on the level of the Raisa, that's why you have to use building blocks that exist on the level of the Raisa. That's why you have to make all the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein de Raisa tikkun. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, where do you find such a thing to split between the Heftzah Shel Torah and the Chavis Agavra? That the dinam de rabbanon, the chavis agavra is on the rabbanon, but chavis shalter it is on the level of the raisa. So he brought as a dogma the dinam of beishamai, shitas beishamai. The Gemara says one who learns the shitas of beishamai is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's how the Gemara says elu liel the divrei lekim chayim. You're learning beishamai shita, so that's a chavis shalter it is the kim of Talmud Torah. But with respect to chavis agavra, the Gemara says beishamai b'makom isil eina mishnah. You're not allowed to follow Beshamay at all, even Beshas Adchak, and you can't be Mitzar of their opinion to make a Sveg Sveg or anything. We don't even consider it a Sufik. So that's number one you see in this Gemara. The Gemara is talking the whole till the end of the Perek, and the Rambam quotes the six dinim that are Koveya with the Rabbanon. So the Rambam understood in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Trumas that this whole din is called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. This sheds light on the nature of the Yisa, the Raisa of Tevel. Tevel Menater is only Osir. Achilas Keva and Achilas Arayz Mutan, and that's the whole story of Neiruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. So one of the six things that is Kaveya is Shabbos. Why is Shabbos Kaveya? The Gemara says, the Karos of the Shabbos Oynik. The we're so used to the Rambam, we don't really pay attention to the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish that only Shabbos is Kaveya. Yontav is not Kaveya. What you eat on Yontav is not Kaveya. So the simple mashmos of the Gemara is that pasuk in Yishai, the Karos of the Shabbos Oynik, the Kedosh Hashem Mechubad, Kibud V'yoinig, only applies to Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yontif. You look in the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchot Shabbos, he says Kibud V'yoinig carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. So the Beis Halevi points out that the Rambam is problematic. It seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara in Psochim, I think that's a Beferish Gemara, that Yontif is not Kaveh only Shabbos. The Gemara in Psochim, Dav Samaches and Beis, has the Machalikas of Lezer Reb Yeshua, which we had earlier in Beitza, about how does one observe Yontif? Is it Lashem? Is it Lachem? So the Machlokes HaTorah, then the Gemara says, how come Moedim B'Shabbos, the Bina Naim Lachem? Because of Karasa L'Shabbos Oynik. So how come we don't say, how come Moedim B'Yontif, Karasa L'Shabbos Oynik? So the simple reading of that Gemara is also that only Karasa L'Shabbos Oynik is only on Shabbos, doesn't apply to Yontif. But the Beis Halevi quotes another Gemara, I think where it's Mefurish, that only Shabbos is Kaveh, Yontav is not Kaveh. So you see Mefurish from the Gemara, that the Pasuk, the Karasa of the Shabbos Einig, only applies to Shabbos, does not carry over to Yontav. The Gemara on the bottom of the last line on the Daf quotes the Halacha, Tevel Muchon Ha'itzel Shabbos Shemove V'tiktam V'sukan. Muchon is the opposite of Muktzah. So the Gemara says Tevel is not Muktzah. What do you mean Tevel is not Muktzah? The Mishnah said Tevel is Muktzah. So Taisus says, no, what it means, Taisus and Shabbos says, no, what it means is, usually there's, normally there's a din bigger, this Katzoyle ben Hashmashis, this Katzoyle kol yama, whatever was Muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos is going to remain Muktzah throughout the remainder of Shabbos. So what if someone goes ahead and he's mafrish to Mishmashis on Shabbos? I should have said, even though it's no longer Tevel, I should say it's still Muktzah, because B'tchilas HaYama was Muktzah. So that's what this memra means. Tevel Muchon Hu Imova V'tikna Mesukan. If you'll be mafreshit, and it won't have, no longer have an Issa Tevel, so this will remove the status of Muktzah. Because man that it's Tevel, it will be considered Muktzah. So Taka Dafma Fashtei, how come there's no din of Nigudis Katzoy? So Rashi and Tosfos earlier in the Perek on Lamed Aleph from a base, commenting on that Mishnah, Abai Shenivchas, the wall fell down, and without the wall falling down, you had no way to get to eat the food inside the house. So Rashi and Tosfos are bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say that the food was muktzeh if you're unable to get to it? Even after the wall falls down, you shouldn't be allowed to eat the food. And the Mishnah says, not only mokam apchas, you're allowed to take the food and eat it. What happened to the din of migudis katzoy? So Rashi and Tosfos answer, Tosfos goes along with Rashi. If there would have been an Issa Deraisa to knock down the wall, then you would say Migiris Katzoy. But because we're talking about Avira Delivni, so the whole provision of Soser, Moloch of Soser knocking down a wall is only the Rabbanon here, because it's not a real binyan. So since it's only the Rabbanon, so you don't say Migiris Katzoy. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say. So Rashi says, where's the Mokker for this? Rashi and Tosfos will say, Tevel Muchon Ha'itzel Shabbos. Since the whole prohibition of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisus, and Shabbos and Yontav is only Midir Rabbanon. If it would have been an Issa Deraisa, I would have said Nigeris Katzoy. But because the whole thing that prevents me from being Mafresh, the Tevel, on Shabbos and Yontav is only the Issa Derabbanon, so therefore I say, you don't apply Nigeris Katzoy to Bein Hashemar. Why should it make a difference whether you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanon? So the Rishayim Aran, it all has to do with psychology. People are not going to violate an Issa Deraisa. And he said, the Rabbanon, man. It's only the Rabbanon. So sometimes people will consider violating. It's not funny. So I think the Sheita Mekubetza says, what's going on here? What kind of a swar is this? So that's what Rashi and Tosfos presented. If you're dealing with a thing that you can't get to it because of Nisa Deraisa, so it's mamish mesulik from my mind. I'm never going to dream about violating Nisa Deraisa. So since it's removed from my mind, then I say it's mamish muktzah, migadis katzoi, I never dreamt of the possibility of violating an Issa Deraisa. And an Issa Derabbanan, people are not that so medactic about, so there is a possibility that some shegets will be violate the Issa Derabbanan. So therefore, Ben Hashmashas, he wasn't misalik himself, mikovakol, so that's why you don't say migiris katzah. It's a funny pshat, that's what the Shidin Kubetz are, a funny pshat. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, based on the Gemara and Shabbos on Memvav and Mebeis, he thought that the pshat was very different. The Gemara there on Shabbos asks on other cases. There's a Mishnah, if a person took a person has a neder, are you allowed to be matan the neder on Shabbos? And the Mishnah says, only if it's l'tzorach on Shabbos. Let's say they're serving cholent on Shabbos morning, and I took a neder, a shvua, not to eat potatoes. And now it's very enticing. Here there's delicious cholent, it's right in front of me, and I want to eat the potatoes. So then you're allowed to be matan neder or shvu on Shabbos because of the tzarach Shabbos. But if you took a neder not to eat steaks, and they're not serving steaks on Shabbos, there's going to be a wedding next week, they're going to serve steaks, or whatever. So then if it's not negate to Shabbos, then there's an Issa Derabbanan, you're not allowed to be matan neder. Or let's say a woman took a neder and her husband's got to be made for the neder. So the Mishnah says, since hafaras and dorm can only be up until shkia, b'oso yom, b'yom shomai, so the husband has no choice. If he's not going to, the wife took a neder today, or the husband just found out about it today, he's not going to be made for the neder on Shabbos. He won't have an opportunity to be made for. So the mission says, mefirim ledorim b'Shabbos, afilu shelo letzorach al Shabbos, because this is his last chance. So the chachamim never prohibited it. Matirim Nidorim, you're allowed to be Matan Neder, Heter Bezdin, if it's Tzarech HaShabbos. So Gemara is bothered with Akasha. What is good is it going to do? The husband is going to be made for the Neder, the Bezdin is going to be Matan Neder. Why don't you say, Migiris Katsoy, the Ben Ashmashah says Katsoy, the Kulion? So by the HaTorah, maybe you can answer that the Chacham is Oikah Neder Meikoros. It comes out and never was Muktzah, even Ben Ashmashah. But by HaFar is only Mikan al Habo. So then you have a kasha. The Gemara only asks an on hafor. The Gemara asks the kasha. I don't remember. Could be the Gemara asks an on hator also. I don't remember. Amen vav amid beis. So the Gemara asks at least on hafor. Why don't you say migdis katzoy? So the Gemara gives a funny answer. Kol anaderes al das bayla naderes. What gives the husband the right, the authority in the first place? To be made for the neder. Because whenever a married woman takes a neder, she takes neder al das habal. And if the husband doesn't want, then she doesn't want it either. So therefore, so that's the explanation why you don't say Migdis Katzoy. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, I think he pointed out the Gemara in Gittin also, I'm not sure, maybe this is my high sofer. The Gemara in Gittin, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, in the beginning of Perek Hamagaresh. So the Tana there, all the Tanoim had a machlekes with Rav Lezer. So the Tanoim argued with Rav Lezer, Hecha Matzina Ze Oisev Zamate. Where do you find anywhere? A man says, Hariyah Mekudesh Esli, I make her an Eshes Ish, so if I give the get, she'll be Megoresh. If I'll die, she'll be Muteris. But then someone else can give the get. Someone else is going to die, that's going to be Mata her. You never find such a thing. The Gemara says, Veloi, why not? But that's what HaFaris and Dorm is. The woman takes a neder, the husband is made for the neder. That's what HaTorah is all about. The person takes a neder, and the Bezdin is Mata the neder. So he sees that Oisav is Amata. So why were the Tanoim so convinced? Hechem Atzina Zayisav Zamater. So the Gemara says no. Klum Chachamater El Yedei Pesach. And the Chacham is Mater the Neder. It's not that he. It's not a dispensation. A papal dispensation. So Bezin comes and says you're allowed to violate. How are they the Balabatim? I can violate my Neder. The Gemara says the Hataras Nedarim is built into the Neder itself. When I took the neder, so if the bezin will ascertain that it was a neder betois, there was a pesach, or there was a charota, there was something wrong over here, there was some mistake, so then you can undo the neder min ayubay. But it's not that it's a heter mi bachutz, not za oisav is a matir, the heter comes min ayubay. Then the Gemara says, and when a woman takes a neder or a shvu and the husband is mefer, is not mi bachutz. The Gemara says, no, kol anaderes al das baylehi naderes. So the Gemara there in Gittin quotes this memra. The Gemara in the Dharm quotes that Memra Kol Nederes Al Das Bayla Nederes in other contexts to explain other things. Some of them are not so easy to understand. But the Gemara in Gittin quotes that Memra to explain that Hataras and Dharm, Hafaras and Dharm is built into the Neder. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Pshat here is like this. You can't say Migdis Katsoy by Tevel. Whatever was Tevel Ben Ashmashes remains Tevel. Whatever was Tevel Ben Ashmashes was Muktzeh. The Mela we should project into the future, always going to remain Muktzeh, even if you'll be Mafrish, Keneged Adin. If you violate the Issa Deraban, you'll be Mafrish on Shabbos and Yontif. You should say, it's no longer Tevel, but it should still remain Muktzeh. So the Gemara means to say, the whole Issa Tevel is based on the Mitzvah Safrosha. If there's no Chiyuv to be Mafrish, Trumas Maises, there is no Issa Tevel. And the whole preserving of the Issa Tevel, the whole maintaining of the Issa Tevel is also only because it's still amid l'hafrasha. So Migdis Katzoy means, since it was Muktzeh ben Ashmashes, I project into the future, it's going to remain Muktzeh. But the whole Issa Tevel is based on the fact that there's a Chayvus HaFrasha, there's a Mitzvah HaFrasha, it's amid l'hafrasha. So you can't project ben Ashmashes and say, it's Muktzeh now, it's going to remain Muktzeh. No, the whole Issa Muktzeh, the whole status of Tevel is because it's Aymed LaHafrasha. If someone will be Mafrishid later, that's what it's Aymed for. So Adarabba Ben Ashmashes, it's always, Tevel is always Aymed LaHafrasha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, not like Rashi and Tosfos, because only the Rabbanan as opposed to Derai. So that's what the Sheet Mekubetzi says. What do you mean? Psychologically, people will never think of violating an Issa Deraisa, but an Issa Derabbanan they'll consider a possibility. So the Muktzeh is not so far out of his mind. What do you mean, people? Orthodox Jews are not going to violate an Issa Derabbanan either. Where did he get such a psychological distinction between an Aver Deraisa and Aver Derabbanan? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. No, it means different. It means Tevel is Aymed LaHafrosha. So you can't project into the future. It's going to remain Li'olam Void in this state. unless something changes. The whole Lisa Tevel is because it's Oymet to change. It's Oymet Lahafrasha. So if you want to project from the Enosh Moshes into the future, you say, it's Oymet Lahafrasha. It's Oymet to become Ois Mukta. So that's perhaps what the Gemara says on Menvavam Ebeis, the same thing regarding Nedorim and Shavuos. If you may for a Neder, it turns out it was Oymet Lahafora, because Kolan Aderas, Aldaz Bailan Aderas. It's not a case of Zayos of Zamatir, like the Gemara said in the last parak in Gittin. And the same thing if the chacham is matir, then that a klum chacham matir, el yidei pesach adei charata. So the heter is not extraneous. Not that Bezdin has the power to be matir the neder. Bezdin just ascertains that minei yubei, there was a heter built in. There was some kind of a mistake over here. So you can't say that whatever is awesome itam neder ashvo bein hashmash is we're going to project into the future and assume that it's always going to remain like that. Adarabba, if a neder ultimately turns out to be mufur or mutter by the Baal or the Bezdin, you say it was almost oimid lekach from the very beginning. There's another rich topic on the Omer. Rashi and Tosfos both point out. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Maisris about Tinoikas shetam detein and Me'arav Shabbos. Why don't you talk about Tinoikas? What did the Mishnah stick in Tinoikas for? The Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashi and Mishnayos and all the Rishonim on the Daf, they all say Tinoikas means children before Bar Mitzvah. And Shabbos Kavas, because Shabbos Kavas means whatever you actually eat on Shabbos, and Shabbos Kavas also means whatever you designate on Erev Shabbos that you plan to eat it on Shabbos, even if you didn't eat it on Shabbos, even if you eat it after Shabbos is over, that's also going to be called Achilas Keva. That's what it says. Motzoi Shabbos Le'yachvam Kein Yisrael. It's the designating that you're going to eat it on Shabbos is also kaveh. Not only the actual eating on Shabbos, the designation also. So one might have thought, mistakenly, that k'tanim ala b'nei das. So what do you mean they're designating? They have in mind, they say, they proclaim, they advertise on the internet, we're going to eat these cookies on Shabbos, we're going to eat whatever, the fruits and the vegetables on Shabbos. I would have thought that a k'tanim k'tanim ala b'nei das. So that's what Rashi quotes from the Sugi and Chul and Daf Yud Gimel. That's only when you need Das. But if you don't need Das, just Machshove, so if the Machshove is indicated there's a Maisa HaMachir HaMachshavta, Machshavta Nikeris Mitoch Maisa, then the Machshove Bekotten is a good Machshove. That's Rab Chaim has a famous piece in the Sefer on the Rambam. The Gemara says Chalitza is only good in Hilchas Chalitza. There's one piece in Rab Chaim Sefer. So he says that a Godel Oymer Al Gabov will not accomplish anything by getting the Kiddush. Let's say a Kotten will want to get married, will have a Godel Oymer Al Gabov, so then it'll be good Das. A Kotten is Allah Badas Abedin. It doesn't help if you have a Godel Oymer Al Gabov. But if you hold that Shchita Tzvicha Kavana, Gemara has a Machloike Satana, but the Shchita Tzvicha Kavana, Reina Tzvicha, we pass on Shchita, Eina Tzvicha Kavana. But even if one would have felt like the other opinion, Shchita Tzvicha Kavana, if a Kotten would shecht with a Godel Oymer Al Gabov, it would be good. I bar katan zalab bar das. So Taisus Derech Chulin says it's different. A katan cannot be mafresh trumas and maises even if you have a god loymer al gabov. Why? Because afreshes trumas and maises is an activity that requires das, like gittin kiddushin that kechamem can need das. So god loymer al gabov is not going to help over there. But whenever the halacha doesn't require das, the Gemara's lashon is chalit tzircha kavana, atchi yiskaven hu, atchi tiskaven he. Let's say if the almana is a saleswoman in a shoe store, and the yavam happens to come to buy a shoe, and she puts on a shoe, she takes off a shoe, she puts on a shoe, takes off a shoe, so that's not a valid chalitza. She didn't have in mind, he didn't have in mind. Chalitza is only matir if they both had in mind that she's kaben hu, that she is kaben he. That discussion in the poskim, this kaben for what? This kaben for what? Lahatir or a mitzvah, whatever. Chacham Tzvi has a discussion. So Rab Chaim points out a chalitza v'kotn al pidin should have been good. Just a gzeres hakasuv kacha yasol ish prat l'kotn. Why do you need a gzeres hakasuv? And chalitza's kotn says it's no good. It's not matter, but it's still a chalitza psul. Possibly a chalitza psula. Chalitza's ktana maybe it's good menatar. Maybe it's no good menderabbanon. Why it should be no good? Because a kotn is a la barda. So that's what he points out. Chalitza needs kavana. It does need das. Das and kavana are not the same thing. Rabbi Chana Vassman has in the Kovitz Oris on Yavamas a long essay. Rabbi Shem Mishkop has a long Arichasin that we distinguish various cases where Rabbi Chana talks about Hazos Mei Parah. If you maza paraduma water on a Tomei Meis or a Kevim that a Tmeim Matmas Amei, so the Gemara says you need Kavana to be Metahir. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion whether a katan can be mazir. What is it to discuss if a katan is a labar das? So he says, no, das means das v'kinyonin, mekachamemka, git mekidushim, but this is kavana. Kavana is a different thing. Rabbi Yosef Engel has like that. How can you say that a katan who volunteers to observe a mitzvah possibly has a kiyama mitzvah, but if you hold mitzvah, sichas kavana, so katan is a labar das. How can you have kavana? So he says, no, they're not the same thing. Kavana and das are two different things. Das means das bailim. When you're a bailim on something, you're selling, you're buying, you're getting married, you're getting divorced, that needs das. Kavan is a different thing. Then's another fascinating Rashi on the daf, Dibra Maschel Shvius. The Mishnah is assuming, although with Pasha, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, that Perish Shvius are not chayv in Trumas and Maisus. So Rashi quotes the Mechilta on the Pasuk in Pasha's Mishpatim. In the same pasuk, in this week's Sedra and Parshas Bahar, they're in two different pasukim, one next to the other. Then the next pasuk says, doesn't say it in the same pasuk. That's two different pasukim, that's smuchim. So smuchim, many tanaim hold the only darshan smuchim in Chumash Dvar. But here it's better than smuchim. Here it's in the same pasuk, in Parshas Mishpatim. So this is a famous discussion that they had in the days of the Beis Yosef, in the days of the Mabit, the Beis Yosef, the contemporaries. What's the nature of this din? How come Perish Shvi'is are not chayv in Trumas and Maisus? So some are of the understanding that in Perish Shvi'is it's hefker. The Perish Shvi'is, as it say, the pasuk says, "Vashvi'is tishmenteno and adashto." Everything is hefker. So hefker we know is potter mitrumas and maisus. Yeah, but if you say it like that, then it's a question, do the perish vis become hefker automatically? Or is it nivitz on the balasada to mimafka? So that was a famous dispute. I think most people assume today, if you ask 10 yeshiva bachim, I think 9 out of 10 will say the perish are automatically hefker. So the Beis Yosef held not so. That's what the Mabit held, that the perish vis are automatically hefker. That's called afkaita de malka. That's a lotion that the Gemara has in Bava Metzia in a different context about Soros Chosus Labalei and B'Yoivon. So the Mabit, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, writes that the Perish Vis become Hefka, that's Havkait and Amalka. And Rabbi Yosef Karo thought, no, Tishmetenu and Atashna is a mitzvah on the Bala Soda, he should be Mafkarit. And if the Bala Soda is not Mafkarit, it doesn't become Hefka. And if it's a Nochri who owns the Soda, he's not Mechuyiv to be Mafkarit. So according to some poskim, the Perish Shvi'is are potter from Trumas and Maisus if and when they're hefker. If you're not mafker, if it's not hefker, it won't be potter from Trumas and Maisus. And others argued, no, Perish Shvi'is are potter for the simple reason, because every year you mafrish something else. You have a 7-year cycle. So the first 2 years you mafrish Maisa Rishi and Maisa Sheni. Third year you mafrish Maisa Radi. The fourth and the fifth year repeat of the first and the second year you mafrish Maisa Rishi and Maisa Sheni. And then the sixth year is a repeat of the third year, Mafish Maiserani. And you can't be Mafish Mishon Al Chavato. Aser Tasas called Tvasarecha, Ayot Asa the Shona Shona. So the Gemara understands Shona Shona. You can't be Mafish Mishon Al Chavato. Lomi Boy from the second year on the third year, or the third year on the fourth year, it's different Hafroshes. Even the first year on the second year, that they're exactly the same. No, because every year is a different din. You got to know, is it Shona Rishon? Is it Shona Shnia? So Shana Shvi is, there's no din. What do you, there's no din, so there's no Chiyuv Afrasha. So then if you say it like that, it doesn't depend. The Perish Shvi is apart from Trumas and Maisus, not because it's Hefker. It doesn't depend on whether the Bala Sada was Mafkir. Perish Shvi is, whatever grows in the Shana HaShvi is not Chayv in Trumas and Maisus. Each one of these topics is very rich. You have other Gemaras. This topic of this Perish Shvi'is, this is a very rich topic. A lot of Marmikaimus, Mishnas HaShmita, it's Nogei Halach L'maisa. It comes up Shailas Halach L'maisa Bizman HaZeh. Okay, this is just on one Omid Gemara. You have each one of the topics is very rich.